KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have currently it's 60 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high around 88 and winds southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, we look forward to be fair to partly cloudy with a low of 67. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Here's a reminder from Healthy Cass County. There will be a food bank for the Heartland Drive through the mobile food pantry at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic on Wednesday, September 8th, and that is from 4 until 6 p.m. People from surrounding communities are welcome. The event runs, again, from 4 until 6 p.m. or until supplies last. Traffic at the Cass County Community Center will be directed by volunteers. Mobile Pantry is a traveling food pantry that delivers food directly to families in need for a one-day distribution. The Mobile Pantry is available free of charge. Visitors are asked to stay in their vehicles with the trunk open so it can be loaded. Each household will receive one shelf-stable mobile community box, one loaf of bread, and one produce box. Each vehicle can take food for up to two households. If food is needed for multiple households, you should contact Cass County Wellness Coordinator Brigham Hoig at 712-249-5870. And again, anyone in need is welcome. There is no documentation needed. People from surrounding towns and communities are welcome. The food distribution and delivery is made possible with the help of volunteers. Volunteering requires repeatedly lifting up to 20 pounds, but some less strenuous positions are available. If you'd like to volunteer, contact Brigham Hoig again at number at 712-249-5870. The Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department is partnering with Brad and Lori Rasmussen to bring you music in the park. The event takes place September 18th at 5 p.m. at the Sunnyside Park Bandshell here in Atlantic during Hugafest. The accumulation of local talents is lined up for a night of music and entertainment. All you have to do is to bring your lawn chair and or blankets, food, and drinks. The Labor Day death toll in Iowa, as of the latest count, is 4. The latest death occurred during a crash late Sunday morning in northeast Iowa's Allamaquia County. The state patrol says 75-year-old John Thine of Guttenberg died when he was struck by a kayak that flew off of a trailer being pulled by a pickup truck. The accident happened as the 2001 Ford F-150 driven by 69-year-old Andrew Roble of Harpers Ferry was traveling south on Allamaquia County Road X-26 at around 10:50 a.m. on Sunday. The pickup was tooling a trailer with a kayak when the boat separated from the trailer and went airborne, striking Thine, who was riding a 1995 Harley-Davidson motorcycle northbound on X-26. Thine died at the scene. He was transported to the Allamaquia County Morgue by ambulance. Roble was not injured in that accident, which remains under investigation. The State Patrol was assisted at the scene by the Iowa DNR and Allamaquia County Sheriff's Office. A rollover accident in northeast Iowa's Jones County Sunday resulted in one death and one person injured. That crash happened around 2 a.m. in Monticello. According to the State Patrol, a 2004 Ford Explorer was traveling south on River Road when it entered the West Ditch and rolled several times before coming to rest on its top. The 44-year-old driver from Anamosa, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was ejected and died from his injuries at the scene. A 42-year-old passenger in the SUV was wearing their seatbelt. They suffered minor injuries and were transported to their residence by the Jones County Sheriff. No names have been released as of this report. The patrol was assisted at the scene by the Jones County Sheriff's Office, Monticello Police, Fire and Ambulance, and the Jones County Medical Examiner. State Patrol says the first fatal accident on Labor Day weekend happened just before 8 a.m. Friday near Tiffin in eastern Iowa's Johnson County. Authorities say a 2016 Mitsubishi Outlander was traveling northbound on Half Moon Avenue when it failed to stop at the stop sign posted at Highway 6. The vehicle went through the intersection and left the road before hitting a tree. The driver, 64-year-old Chu Long Huang, was injured and transported to the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics in Iowa City. His passenger, 65-year-old Yishen Huang, died at the hospital from injuries suffered in the crash. Both were from Coralville. The accident remains under investigation. And the second accident resulted in two dead and two injured. That crash occurred a little after 2 p.m. Saturday near Colwell in northern Iowa's Floyd County. Patrol says a 2012 Ford Edge was southbound on Underwood Avenue near 140th Street when the SUV crossed the center line of the road and struck a 2019 Ford Flex head-on. The occupants of the southbound SUV suffered only minor injuries. They were identified as 28-year-old Casey Lindahl, the driver, and a 3-year-old passenger in the car, both from Charles City. They were transported to the Floyd Medical Center by ambulance. The driver of the Ford Flex, 77-year-old Chris Anderson, and his passenger, 76-year-old Anita Anderson, both of Mason City, died at the scene. All of the crash victims were wearing their seatbelts. The accident remains under investigation. In other news, Filippo Benito Cuevas was pronounced dead due to complications related from COVID-19 and multiple pre-existing medical conditions. That, according to the Iowa Department of Corrections, his death was reported just before 2 a.m. Saturday, September 4th, in hospice care at the Iowa State Penitentiary. The DOC says Cuevas was 81 years old at the time of his death. A 19-year-old man from Des Moines has been charged with felony child neglect and theft after shooting his 14-year-old brother in the face Saturday at a home on the city's south side. The Des Moines Police Detective Brad Youngblood wrote that Titan Cheney, age 19, allegedly shot his 14-year-old brother while handling one of two semi-automatic handguns he had recently allegedly stole from an acquaintance. Cheney's girlfriend, one-month-old son, and 16-year-old brother were in the same room together at the home in the 5600 block of Southwest 5th Street when the shooting happened. Youngblood wrote that the parties allegedly involved attempted to make false statements about what happened and that the guns were initially hidden in the woods. The detective wrote the police discovered inconsistencies during their investigation, and Cheney eventually admitted to stealing the guns and shooting his brother. Cheney's brother remained hospitalized but was expected to survive. Cheney remained in the Polk County Jail on a $55,000 cash bond. A man was arrested after a woman was killed when her bicycle was struck by a truck in northwest Iowa. 69-year-old Lorna Moss of Sioux Center, Iowa, was riding her bike Friday evening about 2 miles north of Hull when she was hit from behind by a pickup truck driven by 27-year-old Seth DeJong of Dune, according to the Sioux Center Sheriff's Office. Moss died at a nearby hospital. DeJong was taken to the Sioux County Jail and booked on suspicion of homicide caused by driving while intoxicated and homicide by vehicle caused by reckless driving. The accident remained under investigation. The Iowa State Patrol over the weekend posted another extreme speeding photo to their social media. The photo, posted Friday by a trooper in the Cedar Rapids district, showed a rider pulled over at 117 miles per hour. Patrol said the motorcycle rider only had an instructional permit. The caption read, "Thankfully, the trooper was able to get this driver stopped before something serious happened. This driver was operating with only a motorcycle instructional permit." That is a check of our news here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.